In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Today we celebrate, as we always do on this Sunday of Lent, St. John Climacus, or St. John of the Ladder. His name of the Ladder, coming from his famous work that he wrote, which was his essentially writing down his experience of being an abbot at the famous monastery on Mount Sinai. And it's a spiritual classic in monasteries around the world. It's read every year, typically out loud while they're eating. Monks don't generally talk while they're eating, and so this would be read out loud. And it's, of course, something that we're encouraged to read as well. In St. John's time, and in monasteries, they had a certain practice that I wanted to focus on today, and the practice was had to do with confessing your thoughts. So the idea being that the abbot, as the superior of the monastery, the various monks would come to him every day, and perhaps they would have had written these down, but they would come to the abbot and they would tell the abbot what they were thinking. For instance, they may had a feeling of doubt, or they may had a thought of blasphemy, or possibly they were annoyed with somebody at the monastery. And they disclosed these thoughts because they knew that the thoughts came from different places. They didn't always come from their own hearts or mind. And so in the Christian tradition, you're aware that thoughts pass through the air, that one place thoughts come from is our own selves when we think. Another place is from the spiritual realm, sometimes the demonic realm, sometimes the angelic realm. And then, of course, we're influenced by other people. There seems to be, when we enter into certain environments, thoughts that permeate the air. You can see this most clearly within our political environment, where it becomes very predictable because you can follow this weird emotional group logic that happens to us as a community, as a group of people in a country. So they would go to the abbot and they would confess these thoughts and also, of course, confess their sins. And this would be a way of tending the ground of the monastery. Now, we don't have this. We don't have generally priests who hear the thoughts of their people. Probably I don't have the time to hear all your thoughts. Some of them might be interesting, though, if you want to tell them. So we have confession as a regular practice, as a regular part of what we do in our spiritual lives, in order to take what is inside of us and bring it to the outside. Now, the idea is that when we take things that are inside of us, that we're holding within us, and we bring them out to the light, that they're exposed to the light, that they're no longer a secret, they're no longer private. The idea behind bringing things out is that the things that we keep private, the things that we keep secret, our sins or our weak thoughts that we have occasionally or whatever, that these have a way of festering within us, and that as they fester, they take root and they bring up fruit within us. So you can think about it, you know, it's one thing to occasionally judge people, like that haircut over there somewhere. Just kidding. I can't do that here. Oh yeah, I can. No. Just picking up. Only with special people. But if we were to have, we do this all the time. We have people in our lives that are part of our church or part of just the world around us. And we begin to look at people and judge them. And one time is okay, I guess, because sometimes you can't help it. And it's just so quick, you don't even think about it. But if it's kept inside, it oftentimes leads to a second time, a third time, and it builds up with inside us till it becomes a passion. It's the same thing with every other thought we have. If we think of being jealous of people, it starts out small. It's a little seed that gets planted. It takes root. It becomes big as it's practiced over and over again. And there's millions of thoughts, thoughts of lust, thoughts of covetousness, thoughts of anger or greed or whatever it is, that all these things pass through us every day. And in fact, people are very frustrating. So we're surrounded by people who are annoying, who give us reasons to think negative thoughts. All the time. To live in this world is to live in the group called humanity. And if we live in that group, we're going to be, we're going to have some irritation because people are people, they're weird, frustrating, and all that. And sometimes they're even worse, they're selfish and not conscientious. And all these things can build up on the inside so quickly and take root so that we think that we hate people or dislike people or we're suspicious. And never mind all the other possibilities that are there within our life of our thoughts that plant their roots in our hearts. So we're not able to go daily and confess our thoughts. Now, just a reminder, I was just talking about our regular, like every day being around people, but remember, the devil is in this game, and so sometimes he plays with communities, and he plants something over here and over here and over here, waiting for those things to mix the right way over time, because he plays a long game, and it comes together, because oftentimes it's just irresistible. We just fall right into the tricks of the devil all the time because we don't think he exists and we're not really paying attention. And also sometimes our hearts are just cultivated to think in negative ways. So with all of that, we don't have the confession of thoughts, but what we do have in the church is the ability to go to confession. We have the ability to go to confession and talk about not only our concrete sins that we have, like I did this or I didn't do that, but we have the ability to open up our hearts and tell the truth about ourselves. I was talking to somebody recently, and they were telling me that they felt like a big hypocrite because they're Christian, and they're ahead of a community. And as a Christian, they say all these wonderful things, you know. They tell people to go to Christ whenever they're in pain. They tell people to do, you know, all the stuff that I tell you to do. Let's just shorten the sermon a little bit and say, as a preacher, I tell you all a lot of things to do. And how to be, because that's my job. Well, this person felt like a big hypocrite because I tell you things to do. I'm not talking about myself, by the way. But if I was, it would work still. Because I tell you things to do, and yet at the same time, I do stupid things. I fall into sins. You know, the same thing that you tell me in confession, sometimes I go out and I do it, and I don't even think about it, right? Well, This is a problem that priests have. They feel like hypocrites. But I reminded him that there's a difference between a hypocrite and what this person was doing. A hypocrite is one who teaches something and goes out and does it, and then it lives in denial of it, pretends it doesn't matter. In other words, they say one thing, they do another thing, but they just kind of live that way. They're okay with that. But as Christians, what makes us different is that we say one thing, sometimes we do another, but when we do another, we go to confession because we want to tell the truth about ourselves. We want to tell God that we're not quite what we want to be. That as much as we may believe or think we believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and that we hope to find salvation in Him, we go to confession and we tell the truth that even though I believe all this stuff and I want to be good and I want to be better, oftentimes I make terrible choices. And that actually is the life of a Christian right there. And that's the difference between a hypocrite and someone who is Christian. The Christian sees their sins and asks for forgiveness. They sees their sins and they go to God and they tell the truth about themselves. They don't stand as the Pharisee did at the altar and say, I thank God that I'm not like other people, especially this publican over here. Instead, they go to God and they tell the truth. The truth is that all of us, especially all of you, are miserable people, broken to the core, and that we've all entered into this divine therapy program where we've asked God to come and save us, to heal us, to transform us, and we still confess that we're going to screw it up. And then we're going to get up again. So this is the same life that St. John Climacus talks about in his book, that we fall, we get up, that instead of concealing ourselves, we tell the truth about ourselves, and you happen to be in a congregation, in a place where you have an opportunity to partake in all of that life. And so, especially during this time of Great Lent. So, inspired by St. John, may we all dedicate ourselves to becoming holy. We're going to fail. And in our miserableness, may we stand up and put our trust in Christ again. And may we ask Him to continually heal us and tell us, and may we continually tell the truth about ourselves to our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.